And the reason, of course, that these were originally produced was because during the war they were dropped by parachute. It was the only thing that they could find that when they landed on the ground didn't destroy the contents, and they, because they sprang. And, of course, all the guns and machinery and things were... And there were literally hundreds of these baskets made. Not entirely by us, I have to,
no.
have to add. They were done by other factories around the country.
Well, we used to subcontract, say, the top, the bottoms, we call the bottoms. And they let all these bottoms come in, and then the Arabic, if you do the rounding at the side and the whaling, that was where the cane was done, round there. And these were always buff, that was white, and the uprights were white, I remember. And of course the rope handles, for so you slide the two men slide the rifles in each end and carry them. And also filled them up and used them as sandbags afterwards. So we found out. I talked to a guy who was an airborne, who was in Arnon, he told me that.
Was there any leather put on the bottom?
No, they had pigskin straps. Yeah, really thick pigskin, about that wide, about an inch wide, something like that. It had to be softened before you could wrap it around, and they put those catches on, and lock the catches down. Right. They're beautifully made, beautifully. Were real credit to the industry, really.
And how many was he having to produce a month? Or
obviously was, but I couldn't tell you that, but there were... There are hundreds in the yard, which I can show you a picture of as well. All stacked up.
How many people do you know, Peter, that he's employing to make the bottles?
Well, at when it was going at its height during the war, and I'm talking from my memory, is a bit hazy, I'm afraid, but there were 52, a mixture of male and female. Of which I would have said there were about 30 males and 20 females. That is,
yeah, you're right. Yes.
Were these people all working on the premises?
No.
Mostly in that building there.
Yes. Well, yes, that number of people were working on the premises, but of course, and having said all that, the local. Industry, a lot of people work from home. Mm. They had their own workshops, and we used to supply them with the stuff, as we called it. The quillers were always known as stuff, and they used to make them there, and then of course we used to collect the article when it was completed, and then father's sent them off to the hills. Then, of course, there was the flood going back in time. There was the flood, which was in 1926.
Yeah.
And I just remember, because that was the year I was born, but I do actually remember being taken in a boat and carried through and taken into the house. And, of course, they used to wear thigh boots, but I was carried through down to the lounge where my father's piano was on... two cider butts, which was rather ironic.
That's a witty butt.
Considering he didn't drink, but anyway, we managed to find these cider butts in the water just lapped underneath, so it never really got into it. But of course, the house, which was built by my grandfather, which was a very, very nice house indeed, it was all, which was rather expensive in those days, was wood block flooring. But the wood blocks never really settled again.
No, they didn't, did they?